to close your eyes. I'm going to say this again. Okay, we're going to now go ahead and move into the one-hour retreat. Actually, it's called an appointment with God, connecting to your higher power. I really welcome you to sit back in your chair. I'll tell you when it's time to write. I'd like you to close your eyes, get as comfortable as you want, put your feet up, whatever you need to do, and be right here, right now, where your higher power is. Your higher power is not in the future, your higher power is not in the past, but your higher power is here, and you can always connect to your higher power right now, right here. And then when you do that, you can commence to outgrow fear. Many cultures observe a specific day as a feast of Thanksgiving. The United States celebrates Thanksgiving Day. England observes Harvest Home Day, and Japan recognizes Labor Thanksgiving Day. In ancient times, the Jews kept the Feast of the Tabernacles, also a Thanksgiving festival. It is good to have a national day of gratitude. Our program tells us that we have an attitude of gratitude. Thanking our higher power is the right thing to do. Though many of us realize we should spend time thanking God, a basic form of prayer we seldom do. This one-hour retreat is intended to give us a special time to catch up on giving thanks to God by setting aside an hour when we can pray because we are thankful, because we want to become thankful. During this mini-retreat, we can recognize and rejoice in the gifts our higher power has given us, gifts that lead to new life and renewal. In addition, this hour can bring us greater joy and peace, qualities of the thankful heart. It is not intended to take the place of a longer retreat for those able to make one, but it does provide a quiet time with our higher power for those times when a longer retreat may be unavailable or impossible. We begin our time of thanks by simply deciding to spend an hour with our higher power, an hour when our higher power is more important to us than any other person or thing in the world. Next, we arrange our environment so that we can concentrate on God. And I'm going to be reading the next couple of paragraphs because of the people that are on tape. Because we need to silence to hear what our higher power says, we turn off the phone and find a place where we will not be disturbed. Even if our environment is less than perfect, we work with it, knowing our higher power will honor what we give. Finally, we gather three items, a timer, a piece of paper, and a pencil. This retreat has several sections, each planned to last an approximate amount of time. The timer serves only as a guide, not a restriction. If one phase seems particularly fruitful, stay with it a bit longer. If a phase does not seem fruitful, feel free to shorten the suggested time. Now sit in a place where you feel comfortable. Put the paper, pencil, and timer beside you and begin. Even thinking about all the illnesses that are caused or worsened by stress causes stress. This one-hour retreat begins with a simple exercise designed to relieve stress and help us relax, an exercise in mindfulness. Mindfulness is a spirituality of awareness. One washes the dishes to be washing dishes, not to get to that cup of tea afterward. One eats an orange only to be eating the orange to savor the taste, the texture, the singularity of each segment. Mindfulness is a way of staying in the moment, rejoicing in whatever is happening now. Mindfulness helps us encounter God. As we become conscious of and respect God's creation, we are led to loving thankfulness for it and its creator. Begin with a breathing exercise. Some say that life is breath, and let life begin as a mighty wind, the Spirit of God sweeping over the waters of creation. Like so many of our bodily functions, breathing itself is a wondrous process, but one we usually ignore. Take time now to become conscious of, mindful of your breathing. Close your eyes, breathe in and out. Inhale, exhale. Feeling your lungs expand and contract, relaxing with each breath, consciously of breathing. Say the word serenity or peace aloud or silently at the start of each breath. We will say together, serenity, breathe in, serenity. And breathe out. Serenity, breathe it in. And breathe it out. We're going to repeat this 10 times. Serenity. Serenity in. Serenity in. Tension out. Serenity in. And tension out. Serenity in. And tension out. Serenity in. And tension out. Now, as you continue to breathe gently, begin to be conscious of not only your breathing, but what your body is feeling. Take some time to do this. Feel the fabrics that touch your body, the shoes that enclose your shoes. Continue to relax. Feel where and in what you're sitting, the hardness or softness of your chair, whatever your body touches. Relax. You are here just to be here, to be fully here, not to get on with your next retreat step. Higher power is present within you. Feel in your lungs with air, your body with life. You and everything around you are here, here and part of higher power's love. After a time, open your eyes, continuing to be conscious of the presence of higher power in your environment. And conscious of how much more relaxed you feel in this now moment. Let your higher power hold you. Feel your higher power's care for you. Bask in the total contentment in your higher power's love. Let your higher power breathe with and in you and rest content. Relax in this spiritual quiet as long as it seems fruitful to you. Be sure, however, to spend at least 10 minutes in this peace. If you find it hard to relax, you may especially need this section of the retreat. Persevere. If you find your thoughts wandering, go back to the breathing exercise. Serenity, breathe in. Breathe out. Serenity, breathe in. And so on. We're moving to giving thanks, part 2. And continue to keep your eyes closed, and I'll read to you. Thanking and praising our higher power leads us to prayer and to a fuller response to higher power. To prepare ourselves to enter more deeply into this retreat, we take this time to say very specifically, thank you, higher power. During these few minutes, we will thank higher power for everything. So I want you to take your paper now and turn it over. And on page 3 where I'm reading from, I want you to first take a look at the symbols. And I want you to begin to draw a very large symbol on one of the back pages. Examples might be the unity symbol, a triangle within a circle, a cross, a Jewish star, or any other symbol that has particular meaning to you. The OA symbol, a heart, a sun, a star. Be sure to draw the symbol you choose large enough for you to jot down a list on it. Then put your pencil down. Make your symbol very large because we will be writing within it. Raise your pencils in the air when you're done with this exercise. Our purpose is to recognize and appreciate God's gifts. What are some of these gifts? The list is extensive. We can thank our higher power for higher power. We can thank our higher power for many other gifts. Our planet, the sun, whose rising and setting outlines our days. The moon and the stars that illuminate our nights. Higher power has given us those we love and those who love us. Our very being is a gift from higher power. Take a moment to write on your spiritual symbol a few of the things which you are most thankful. Leave a bit of space for additional writing. I'm going to give you 2 minutes for this section. If you need more time, raise your pencil in the air. We have, however, even more for which to thank our higher power than these obvious gifts. For example, let's look at fear. The chief activator of our defects has been self-centered fear. Primarily fear that we would lose something we already possessed or would fail to get something we demanded. Living upon a basis of unsatisfied demands, we were in a state of continual disturbance and frustration. Therefore, no peace was to be had unless we could find a means of reducing these demands. For all its usual destructiveness, we have found that fear can be the starting point for better things. Fear can be a stepping stone to prudence and to a decent respect for others. I can point the path to justice as well as to hate. And the more we have of respect and justice, the more we shall begin to find the love which can suffer much and yet be freely given. So fear not always be destructive, because the lessons of its consequences can lead us to positive values. And this is from Bill Sees It on page 22. During this part of the retreat, follow your higher power. Trust your higher power. Know that your higher power can use all things, for good, no matter how evil they may be. No matter how much pain they may cause. This tremendous blessing gives us urgent cause for thanking your higher power. You need not despair. Pain cannot and will not conquer. Thank your higher power now for everything you can imagine, even the mystery of suffering and death, even those circumstances in your life for which you have the most difficulty giving thanks. Your higher power, who is all good, can, is, and will use all things for your higher power's right purposes. Now write on your spiritual symbol the situations or circumstances of suffering or pain in your life for which you find it most difficult to thank your higher power. Then lay down your pencil. I'll give you 2 minutes. you need more time, please put your pencil in the air. Imagine yourself now lifting to your higher power the symbol you just drew, filled with everything, your very being, your happiness, your pain. Now give it all, lift it all to your higher power, even the pain, even the suffering. Next, ratify your offering with prayer. I trust you, higher power, no matter what. I believe in your love. I believe that you can use all things for good. I give thanks for all your gifts. I give thanks for my joys and my sufferings, my hopes and my fears. I give them all to you. I give you myself. Thank you, higher power, for everything. Some situations cause us intense anguish. If thanking God for those seems too difficult, don't worry. Just place them in your symbol and lift them to your higher power. And turn and thank your higher power for whatever you can. Part 3. Reflect. We call this retreat Thank You, Higher Power. We have considered thank you part of this title. Now let us reflect on higher power. The term higher power has a rich history. The 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, the heart of the program, derived from principles of the Oxford Group, an organization dedicated to the revitalization of spiritual principles without prejudice or preference as to a particular theology. Originally, the founders of AA delineated 6 steps for their program of recovery. These were broken down into 12 steps to make the action associated with each step more gradual and palatable to the alcoholic. The first draft of these 12 steps, written by Bill Wilson, placed heavy emphasis on submission to God. During the process of perfecting the steps with the help of other alcoholics, a process we now call group conscience, Bill came to understand that alcoholics could not be required to do anything or submit to God. Instead, the steps had to be suggestions, the directives we ought rather than you must, and the word God had to be modified, lest those who rejected the idea of God be thrown off. Thus was born the notion of God as we understood him, and a higher power. These concepts were more readily acceptable to those of nervous disposition who resisted requirements or absolutes. Early AAs recognized that the specific identity of the spiritual source in an alcoholic's life was less important than that there be one. A flexible notion of a spiritual source enabled agnostics and atheists to find their way into the program without ideological interference. Our higher power, therefore, is whatever we require it to be. Our higher power is the saving force in our lives. Our higher power is the same force that formed the earth, brought forth light, and created all that is. Spend some time now in reflection. Your higher power, who possesses the unsurpassed power of God, loves you and saves you. What meaning does all this have in your life? What does this say about you? Can you trust your higher power? Why might these be reasons for thanksgiving? During the next few minutes, continue to respond to your higher power. Tell yourself these words: my higher power is continually and personally involved with me. My higher power knows everything about me and loves me anyway. My higher power has always been there for me, even when I've abandoned myself. My higher power understands and cares for me more than anyone else. My higher power possesses me, but at the same time gives myself to me. Also try to spend a few moments resting quietly, relaxed, set free by your higher power's love. We'll stop here now for 2 minutes to reflect on that. Part 4. Resolve. My higher power is deeply committed to me as an individual, and for that I am thankful. But am I as deeply committed to my higher power as I can be? Am I receiving the fullness of peace and joy that my higher power desires for me? Before we answer, let us consider the following diagrams, which represent human life. And if you'll follow with me to page 6, you can take a look at that, and I'm going to continue reading. In illustration A, representing an average OA, food is seated on the throne in charge. This person has many interests, indicated by the smaller items, work, family, money, possessions, pleasure, friends, whatever. Higher power is just one of these many interests. If this person were uninterested in a higher power at all, or completely rejected the concept, it would not even appear here. This person's life lacks peace, power, and freedom. This person needs more in his or her own life, the more that comes when he or she places a higher power at the center of life versus food. Illustration B represents a person who has placed a higher power at the center of his or her life. All of the interests of this person are considered in the light of this person's relationship with his or her higher power. These interests are directed by the higher power, resulting in unity and harmony with God's plan. This person experiences the deep peace and joy that comes through the loving and lasting presence of a higher power in his or her life. This person has made a commitment to a higher power, perhaps similar to the following. I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. That's a prayer from Alcoholics Anonymous, page 63. Take a few moments now to examine your conscience. What currently reigns at the center of your life? Do you choose your higher power as the center of your life? Are you still choosing food to be your higher power? What must you do to turn to your higher power and away from those things that you had earlier placed in the center? This turning to your higher power, gaining or regaining your higher power, is the chosen center of your life, is part of repentance and therefore of true psychic change. When you are finished with this examination, we'll pause here for a few seconds. When you are finished with this examination, resolve to do whatever is necessary to make higher power the center of your life. Say the following prayer, committing to your higher power. At this time, you might name something from which you particularly want to turn from, such as food or compulsive overeating. This is an Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, page 76. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me. Good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Now realize that your higher power has honored your commitment and has come into your life in a new way at this time. When we sincerely take such a position, all sorts of remarkable things follow. We have a new employer, being all-powerful. He provides what we need if we keep close to him and perform his work well. Established on such a footing, we become less and less interested in ourselves and our little plans and designs. More and more, we become interested in seeing what we can contribute to life. As we feel new power flow in, as we enjoy peace of mind, as we discover we can face life successfully, as we become conscious of his presence, we begin to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We are reborn. This was adapted from Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book, page 63. Part 5. Remember, grace overflows. You are a new creation. Now extend this new life to others through prayer. Through prayer, you can help others to give thanks and rejoice too. This is a time to be generous, to pray for everyone you can think of, the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the sick and the healthy, the unemployed and the overworked. Ask that these people be filled with God's presence and peace and healing of a higher power. Pray especially for those with whom you have difficult relationships in the past. Ask your higher power to transform these relationships through the power of His love. We'll stop here for a moment. Part 6. If you asked 100 people each what they should do to be a good person, what rules they should follow, you might hear almost 100 different answers. Few people would tell you to stop, to do nothing. But we will do just that. We will now stop for 3 minutes. We will sit with our higher power and do nothing but just experience being in the presence of our higher power. Remember, we're pausing so that God can get a good word in. God may have something to say to us. God may just want us to be with Him. So relax. Do nothing for the next few minutes. Be quiet with God. Part 7. We believe. When we see people frequently, we sometimes begin to take them for granted. We cease to see them, the beingness in them. We just see their humanness. We cease to see them, their beingness. We stop noticing details. We need to be reminded to appreciate them as we should, to be genuinely thankful for their presence. We experience the same problem with prayers. Prayers that we say over and over and over frequently fail to move us, and we no longer fully appreciate their value. After a time, we hardly notice that we are saying prayers that should be proclamations or simply recitations. We will end this retreat by praying the St. Francis of Assisi prayer, also called the 11th step prayer. But first, let's try to really appreciate its meaning. Let us think about the man who uttered the prayer. He wanted to become a channel. Then he asked for the grace to bring love, forgiveness, harmony, truth, faith, hope, light, and joy to every human being he could. Next came the expression of an aspiration and a hope for himself. He hoped, God willing, that he might be able to find some of these treasures too. This he would try to do by what he called self-forgetting. What did he mean by self-forgetting, and how did he propose to accomplish it? He thought it better to give comfort than to receive it, better to understand than be understood, better to forgive than to be forgiven. If we remind ourselves of these precepts at our times of greatest stress, when in anger, fear, frustration, or misunderstanding, we will be following the simple heart of the program, "Thy will, not mine, be done." Then we no longer live in a completely hostile world. We are no longer lost and frightened and purposeless. The moment we catch even a glimpse of God's will, the moment we begin to see the truth, justice, and love as the real and eternal things in life, we are no longer deeply disturbed by all the seeming evidence to the contrary that surround us in purely human affairs. We know that God lovingly watches over us. We know that when we turn to Him, all will be well with us here and hereafter. AA 12 and 12, page 105. As you end your one-hour retreat, pray the St. Francis prayer phrase by phrase, saying each section slowly as your commitment to your higher power. Let your amen be your personal acclamation of thanksgiving. So if you'll join me on the last page, on page 9, and we're going to say each phrase at a time, and if you want to put your hand over your heart, or put your hands in prayer, or put your middle finger in the center of your between your eyebrows, whatever you need to do to ground to your highest self, to connect to your higher power, do that. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. Amen. Great. Would anybody like to share their experience with that one-hour retreat connecting to your higher power? Anybody have any thoughts or comments? Does anybody want to read their writing? Going once, going twice. Okay. We're going to now go ahead and move into the self-addressed stamped envelope. This is a letter that you're going to write to yourself, to your higher power, to whoever you want, whatever you want. Your desires, your goals, your commitments, what you're powerless over, i.e., God can. Your fears, etc. These letters will be mailed back to you in 1 year. So I want you to write whatever you want. You can write it in past tense. You can write it in present tense, because during this weekend we did some pre-paving of what we wanted to focus on, the final end result, right? So you can proclaim at the end of this year, I am experiencing this and this and this and this easily and effortlessly. Or you can say, God, please remove this humanness from me so that I can be more come from beingness. Whatever you want. This is your letter. This is your time. So does anybody need a piece of paper? Okay, we need a paper over here. Does anybody need an envelope? If you do, keep your hands up and Kay will come around and help you. And we'll go ahead and now, I think about 10 minutes we'll give you on that, and then we'll, yes?
I need you to repeat what we're to be doing.
Okay, this is a self-addressed stamped envelope, and everybody is to address the letter to your home address. On the inside of your letter, you're going to write, "Dear God, guide my pen in truth," or to "Dear God, dear higher power," or "I want at the end of this year to be experienced." And you write whatever you want. It can be a "Dear God" letter. It can be, "Here's the questions that I have in my mind. Show me how to get answers for it." It can be whatever you want. You write something from your heart on this paper that you really, really want. Then you're going to fold the letter up, and you're going to put it in the envelope, and you're going to seal it. And you're going to hand it in to me in this basket here. I'm going to take those home with me. And all year, every single day, I'm going to see your faces and your eyes and hear your voices. And I'm going to pray for you every day that God helps you to have your heart's desires become manifest in this world, and that you will more fully know you and your higher power. And at the end of a year, so today is October 25th, 2009, so October 25th, 2010, I will blessedly take these letters to the post office and mail them back to you. What you experience at that time will probably be something that you've wanted for a long, long time. I've heard many, many miracles after these letters return to you. I'm going to give you my phone number. It's 818-456-7710. 818-456-7710. You can also reach me at Sherry@abcsofabstinence.com. That's Sherry, C-H-E-R-I-E, at abcsofabstinence.com. You can email me and let me know what happened a year later. I would love to hear from you. I meet so many of you, and sometimes I just never see you again in my life, but you've affected my life, and I think about you often, and I will think about you all year long. So we'll now stop, and we'll continue our writing, our self-addressed stamped envelope.